Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. I just want to remind you today, the simplicity of prayer, the simplicity of asking, seeking, and knocking. Remember the simple acronym spelling the word ASK, A-S-K. A, ask and it shall be given. S, seek and ye shall find. K, knock and it shall be opened unto you. I just want to remind you today that if you have received and obeyed Jesus to believe on him, to repent of your sins, and you have a heart to obey God, then your Father will give to you anything according to his will. Any lost soul you want to pray for, any need to grow spiritually, anything to further and advance the true kingdom of God, your Father hath the resources, hath the abundance to bless you and to give you all you need. There is no lack in him. God has never had a deficiency in meeting the needs of those who ask him. I just can't tell you. The Bible says, have faith in God, Mark 11. Have faith in God. Hebrews 11 states, without faith, it is impossible to please him. You must remember who you are as a Christian. You belong to Jesus. You have been bought with a price. You are now an heir to Christ. And he has those things that pertain to eternal good and his glory. I have no patience for those who ask things of worldliness and worldly lust and things that pertain to self-aggrandizement and pride and arrogancy. Oh, I'll never forget a little poem I read by a man named C.T. Studd. I may not quote the poem perfectly, but he said something to this nature. Some want a little cabin just in sound of the chapel bell, but I want to run a rescue shop a yard from hell. This is a man that went to, I think it was China, and was an amazing, successful missionary. And at the age of sometime in his 50s, he came back home, could have retired, been just an itinerant speaker around England or whatever. But yet, he got another call and did a great work in Africa. This man was known as a man of great prayer and success, because he totally depended on God. And he asked God, he sought God, he knocked, and the door was open. And look at his heart, running that rescue shop a yard from hell. Most folks want to live the good life, all the cars and trucks and land and cattle and all the grandchildren surrounding you, all just feasting and feasting and feasting. And those things, I can't say, are all bad, but They're not the life of Jesus, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, despised and rejected. Oh, you know, look under the fields, they're white already to harvest. Pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. Let's remember when we ask that we're asking things that pertain to the good things God wants us to do. God bless you, Dave.